This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, when the global economy went into a tailspin 4 years ago, one of the upward trends that reversed course was the amount of money migrant workers were sending back to their home countries. But now, after a brief dip, that upward trend is back, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The money sent home by migrant workers in the U.S. is called remittances, and remittances to Latin America and Caribbean countries were up 8% from 2010 to 2011. That's according to the Inter-American Dialogue, a Washington think tank. It says remittances are now almost back to pre-recession levels. Why? Unemployment among foreign-born workers in the U.S. is down 2%, and the workers who are here tend to be more established. Mark Chandler is head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman.
We're not just talking about people who are nannies or doing maintenance work or things like that. We're talking about people who are already embedded into society.
And more of them are women. The Inter-American Dialogue says half of all migrant workers are women. They're more likely to send money home than men. Plus, technology has made it easier than ever to get money back to home countries. Natural disasters in Mexico and other Central American countries have made migrants even more generous. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.